Well, hello there, and welcome back to the Nerd Podcast. If you're joining us for the first time, that's the Never Ending Retro Dialogue Podcast. I'm your co-host, Jordan.
And I'm Doug.
And we have something special planned today.
Oh, yes. This is a special edition of the Nerd Podcast.
This is our Christmas edition.
Yes. Or holiday special.
Holiday special. It's our Life Day special.
There we go. I like that.
Is that actually a Christmas movie, The Life Day?
I've never seen it. This is going to be our nod to the Hallmark Channel and all their movies. Oh no, it's not. Oh,
this is the reason for the season.
We figured we'd do something special. Normally we do a release on the second and fourth Wednesday, but we're doing something a little special so that you guys will have something to tide you over in the cold, wintry days.
You'll have some nerd for the holidays.
Yeah, a little nerd for the holidays.
Yeah, and Yule tied you over. Is the joke I wanted to make.
Very, very nice.
So, before we start talking about Christmas stuff, what do you want for Christmas, Doug?
What do I want for Christmas? Well, you know, I'm supposed to say world peace
and
goodwill
towards all.
Yeah. You know, I don't know. I can tell you all the things I always wanted as a kid that I never got.
Yeah, what are some of the things?
I never got a Castle Grayskull.
What?
Or a Snake Mountain. No, I never had. I had every He-Man figure imaginable.
Oh my gosh.
Never had any of the vehicles or the castles.
Did you get the castles later on?
I do not have any yet. They're a little pricey now.
Yeah.
And I really don't have a spot to put them.
Mm.
So we're holding off on those. I had a couple of cool things from G.I. Joe. I had like the Tomahawk Chopper.
Yeah.
And then I had like this ocean base that it was almost like an oil rigging thing, but it was just square and it was a little landing for aircraft and whatnot. So that was pretty cool.
Oh.
But yeah, I never got those. I never had a big wheel, but I had neighbors that had them. So, you know, I lived vicariously through them. But yeah, I don't know. How about you?
Yeah. I don't really remember very much about the things that I wanted. Because I think, you know, I mostly wanted toys also because I was a nerd always. But I think in later years I was more into art supplies and books.
Mm.
So I got some nice art supplies over the years, like some nice markers that are really expensive. And I feel like my birthday is really when people go hard, though, and not Christmas. Because one of the best gifts I ever got was on my birthday. It was the complete Calvin and Hobbes.
Oh, nice.
And so I think it's easier though on your birthday because you're just buying for one person, so you can specialize the gift. But I'm a big gift maker.
Mm-hmm.
So this year I've been making more gifts, and I hope people like them because I put my heart into them.
Well, and that, so, but it means it's a little something extra.
Yeah.
When someone takes the time to put something together and give it to you personally, that's nice.
Well, you know, and the other thing is I try to personalize them, so it's not just because I do Christmas cards, you know, but I draw the same thing in each Christmas card.
Mm-hmm.
But this is different. This is like I know what the person likes,
mm-hmm.
and I make a little, you know, so I'm able to, luckily, I'm able to draw enough well enough that I can do that. So
I think I've mentioned this before on a previous episode, but one of my favorite things hanging up in my nerd loft is your Calvin and Hobbes water coloring that you did for me. It is absolutely amazing. So,
yeah,
you know, those gifts are always nice. You channeled your inner Bill Watterson.
Yeah.
Before we get to talking about Christmas, though, I did want to draw your attention to this lovely poster that we've got. So we, this year, the podcast decided to sponsor the Marysville High School bowling teams.
Yeah.
And so with that, they gifted us a poster, team poster, and so we want to thank them, and we wish them luck this season. I've been to a few matches. My son's one of the bowlers, so it was kind of easy to decide to go ahead and sponsor.
Sure.
But yeah, so the Nerd Podcast supports our youth in their extracurricular activities.
Right, and I'm trying to think of a bowling joke, but the only thing that comes to mind is that ain't no jive turkey.
That ain't because it's three strikes in a row. Yeah.
If you don't know, that's three strikes in a row.
Well, you know, as they say, split happens.
Whoa.
So, yay.
All right. So you were ready with that one. You knew that one. You were better with it.
I may have bowled for a good portion of my life, so there's plenty of punny names we've used over the years for our teams.
Yeah.
So Christmas.
Christmas.
So besides, you know, your typical, you know, getting gifts. That's how nerds are born, right?
Yeah.
You know, all the toys and stuff.
Yeah.
But I kind of hinted to you that I wanted to ask you this question. But I know we've never talked about this before. So let's get it out of the way right now.
Pull that Band-Aid off.
Die Hard. Is it a Christmas movie?
All right. This is one that I find it very difficult to answer. I think by certain criteria, it's not.
Mm-hmm.
We talked about it a little bit, and I think, not this movie particularly, but we talked about like the little bit what makes a Christmas movie. And I really don't know. I think I want it to be a Christmas movie because I think then it would be the coolest Christmas movie ever.
Mm.
Because it's got so much cool stuff. But I believe Shane Black wrote Die Hard. Did he write Die Hard?
Oh, I don't know.
Because he also wrote Lethal Weapon, I think. And he tends to have... I think he wrote those two movies and they're both set around Christmas. So I think that's just...
Is that his thing?
I think that's just...
Well, you know what? Sometimes you just have...
a thing?
A weird hang-up for Christmas, right? I mean, yeah. I don't know anyone like
right,
that.
Nobody.
he did not.
Oh, he didn't write Die Hard.
Screenplay was by Jeb Stuart.
Jeb Stuart. I don't know him.
And Steven De Sousa.
Maybe he wrote...
Shane Black did Predator.
He did Predator. I thought he was involved in Die Hard, but maybe not. I guess not, but that's not important. So, yeah, I don't know. Let me think about that, and you espouse your feelings.
Shane Black did write Lethal Weapon.
Okay.
So you did have that right.
Okay. You know what? I think he wrote something... It was supposed to be a sequel to Lethal Weapon or something, or it was a sequel to something that turned into Lethal Weapon or turned into Die Hard.
Ah, okay.
So go ahead and tell me your feelings about Die Hard.
It is not a Christmas movie.
Definitive answer, right?
Definitive.
There.
It is a movie that happens during Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
That is, to me, it is a great movie.
Okay.
I love Die Hard. We watch it yearly. But to me, it is not a Christmas movie. Now, I believe, and she'll correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe my lovely wife categorizes it as a Christmas movie. But she also categorizes some other movies as Christmas movies that I also think happen during Christmas, but Christmas isn't necessarily the main focus of it.
Mm.
And those movies are like Love Actually, which
yeah.
I absolutely love that movie. It's a great movie, and I know it happens during
right.
the Christmas season, but I don't see it as a Christmas movie per se. Same with The Holiday, another great movie. It's one of those rom-coms that I absolutely love watching with her. But I think Christmas is just a tool for the story. That's what is able to make it happen.
Yeah.
It's not so much a Christmas movie.
Right. So it's not doesn't meet the Christmas criteria.
For me, no.
Yeah.
Now look, I am not one of these people that if you tell me you think Die Hard's a Christmas movie, I'm going to look at you like you're stupid.
Right.
Because it's really up to you.
Yeah.
I'm not a toxic nerd. I just simply have my opinion.
Would you describe yourself as a toxic Avenger, though?
Ooh, well now, that's definitely not a Christmas movie. But toxic Avenger, ooh. That's a movie.
Yeah.
That's one of those.
That
will definitely be talked about in a future episode of Good Bad Movies.
Yeah.
I think. But yeah, that could have been a cult movie. But we're going to have a sequel to that episode too. But yeah, so for me, that and The Family Stone was another one that we love watching. Again, I think The Holiday is just kind of a vehicle for the movie. There's the other stuff that's happening.
So does it feel more like in those movies the Christmas is just a backdrop? It's not center
Correct.
Stage? Okay.
I think you could write Love Actually in July.
Right.
And you would have the same movie.
Okay.
The Holiday.
I see that.
You could take a holiday anytime during the year.
Yeah.
So Die Hard could happen at any time.
Yeah.
You know,
and does.
Miracle on 34th Street
right.
with the mall Santa Claus can only happen.
Right.
You know, that's kind of my thing.
Yeah.
And I'm sure there's going to be movies that I list that end up tripping me up along the way because, you know, you look at Home Alone. Now, Home Alone is kind of questionable, right?
Yeah.
It's that could happen at any time.
Right.
But for whatever reason, I see that more of a Christmas movie than the others. But I wouldn't necessarily say it's a Christmas movie.
So it's like a quasi-Christmas
movie.
It's
I'm tripping myself up all over the place.
Yeah, well, it becomes a gray area.
It is. So, you know, National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation is a Christmas movie.
Right, it's in the title.
It there it is. It's the main focus.
Right.
The Santa Claus movies.
Yes.
Don't watch the third one. If you've never watched them, skip the third one. Those are Christmas movies.
Yeah.
They're talking about Santa Claus for crying out loud. So that's just my opinion.
Yeah. I think, so if the Nerd Podcast was supposed to take an official stance on the Die Hard, I guess you have convinced me enough to say that maybe it's not a Christmas movie.
Well, if the Nerd Podcast was to take an official stance, we would say, you believe whatever you want to believe,
because
you are a nerd. A nerd can be for anything.
True.
So,
and believing is the reason for the season.
Absolutely.
That's the whole meaning of Christmas.
So my ask is, if you think it's a Christmas movie, don't belittle me for thinking it's not, and I won't belittle you for thinking it is.
Right.
Hmm. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, you filthy animal.
Keep the change.
Keep the change. That's really interesting, because I've never really... I've only ever heard people say, like, yes or no. I've never really heard a critical dissection of why it is or why it isn't.
Yeah. Well, but, you know, I think in today's climate,
some
people feel like they can be a little bit more vocal when they're behind a keyboard typing things out. So, but, yeah, it's just something, and honestly, I've never thought of Home Alone up until the last couple of years as a Christmas movie. It just happens during Christmas. Because, again, that could happen...
On Arbor Day,
yeah.
My most sacred holiday.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. All hail Groot. but, yeah.
Well, I'd like to hear opinions on Die Hard in the comments.
Yeah, well, how can they do that?
They can leave it on Facebook or Instagram or Twitter. Or in person, or write us a letter.
Write us a letter, yeah. Type it out.
Write us an angry letter.
Tell us why we're wrong. Oh.
Actually. But no, you're right. I think it is, we'll call it Schrodinger's Christmas movie.
There we go.
It is and isn't a Christmas
I like that. Boy, we're full circle on the nerd right there.
Yeah.
I love it. So do you have any go-to Christmas movies?
So we talked about some of them already. Mm-hmm. Christmas Vacation is probably one of my favorites.
Mm-hmm.
Probably watched that way too young.
Mm.
And for some reason, I was allowed to watch it in high school, like in high school class.
Oh.
Which to me now feels like, how did they get away with that?
Yeah. Well, but you know, that's funny because my daughter... For one of her classes, they watched Gladiator.
Oh, wow.
It was censored a little bit.
Was it in college or high school?
High school.
Oh, wow.
She said it was censored a little bit, but she, I found that out. Now, I love Gladiator.
Yeah.
Not a Christmas movie.
No.
No.
But I do remember distinctly them. They must not have showed us a censored version, because I remember the F word being said.
Yeah.
And thinking nothing really of it at the time, but now I'm like,
how'd that happen?
Kind of flew under the radar, I guess.
I guess so.
But that's a good one. Obviously, like most people, I'm a fan of A Christmas Story.
Of course.
Now, I haven't seen the sequel.
Yeah.
But the first one it's got a personal spot in my heart because it has Darren McGavin in it, who in the movie plays the dad.
The old man.
But if you don't know him from what I know him from, he was Kolchak the Night Stalker.
Exactly.
So that in recent years has taken a personal place in my heart because I adore Kolchak the Night Stalker, which I recently just rediscovered my copy of it. I thought it was lost to time.
Oh, nice.
Space, but it was just under the table.
It was just, boy.
Under the Who side
knew?
Table.
Yeah, A Christmas Story is at the top of my list.
Yeah.
We have a tradition when, boy, should I say this? I don't know. I don't want to ruin anything. Well, on Christmas Eve, we'll watch it nonstop.
Yeah.
Yeah. And just going. Yeah. Yeah. When we're wrapping presents for other people.
Right.
Yeah. For you know, our grandparents and aunts and uncles and
stuff.
For
the orphans of the
world. Well, we have it on a loop. I just absolutely adore that movie. I get the feels.
Yeah.
Every time at the end, when he finally gets it, and the old man showing him how to do this and do that. I don't know. It's such a fun movie. I've not watched the new one. I've heard amazing things about it, so I'm looking forward to it. One of my go-tos as well, though, and this probably dates me, I love the George C. Scott's version of A Christmas Carol. I believe it was a made-for-TV movie. He plays Ebenezer Scrooge, and it's just, I watch it every year.
Yeah.
Absolutely love it. The Muppets,
yes,
Christmas
that was
Carol.
Gonna be my
is
next.
That is the one that Maddie and Sharon love.
Yeah.
They think that's the best one. They even like that more than the Mickey Mouse.
Well, the thing is, you can't go wrong with the Muppets.
Cannot.
Any adaptation or movie they make is pretty good.
Yeah.
But was Michael Caine?
Michael Caine was Ebenezer Scrooge. It was fantastic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, it's been a while since I've seen that one, but I know that and they have a if I remember correctly, the Ghost of Christmas Present looks a little bit like me.
Yes.
Just a little bit bigger version of me.
Just a little bit bigger version of you, correct.
So, now at the time when I was a kid, I didn't think that, but I grew up to be the Ghost of Christmas Present.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
How about that?
I am the Ghost
of
Christmas
Present.
Who are
you going to visit this year?
Well, what we'll do is like this post, and we'll draw names from a hat, and I'll visit you in the middle of the night.
Just make sure to disarm your security systems, folks.
Security systems, and if you have any guns, disarm those.
Yep.
I don't want to be shot in the name of Christmas.
Any killer dogs, venomous ducks, whatever. Yeah.
Do not release the hounds on me, please.
So we talked about the Santa Claus movie. So Sharon and I were talking last night about the movies, and we both agreed. So we liked the first one, but we actually liked the second one better.
Oh, really? Mrs. Claus, right?
That's the Mrs. Claus, yeah. So, I don't know, as a story, we just like it better. And then we love the scene. We absolutely love the scene where they're at the teacher's party, and then they all start opening gifts, and it was stuff from their childhoods that they never got or they had and had forgotten about. I mean, call me silly. That always gives me a case of the feels, too.
Yeah.
It's just so neat to see that. I love that scene. So, yeah, that's a good one.
Now, on the mention of the Santa Claus, will you be watching the Disney Plus TV show?
We will give it a go.
Is it out yet?
It is out
yet.
Okay,
I figured
that
because it's pretty close to Christmas.
It is out, and the only thing I know about it is they write in a way a reason why Bernie the Elf wasn't in the third one.
Okay.
And they get to that pretty quickly. And that's all I know of it at this point. So, no, I'll probably give it a go. Sometimes, though, I worry if you're doing something, and look, this is my concern with every Star Wars thing too. Are we doing it because it's good and it continues the story in a meaningful way, or is this just a cash grab because you know you want to play on people's
nostalgia?
Nostalgia.
Yeah.
So, and look, in the society we live in, it's always a little bit of both, but it's nice that, you know, a lot of the Star Wars stories have been well. The Willow series that's continuing is supposed to be really good.
Yeah.
I plan on watching that. So I will give the Santa Claus a watch, hoping that it also is good and it tells a good story.
Well, you know, on the subject of Disney Plus, they have given us A Christmas Present.
Okay.
I just got an email about it the other day. They will be raising their prices. So that's their Christmas present to us.
Nice. I have not gotten that email
yet.
I
think it was Disney Plus. It might have been. You know, I have a million streaming services, but I'm pretty sure it was Disney Plus.
Well, they're all raising their prices, right?
Well, in this economy.
Yeah. Inflation has hit streaming, too. My goodness. You know what? I do have to mention these two things that I watched recently. Speaking of Disney Plus, the Guardians of the Galaxy Christmas special.
I haven't watched that yet. I was wondering if you had.
We have watched it. Amazing.
Okay.
And I can say that, and I'm not the biggest Guardians of the Galaxy fan. I like the first movie. The second movie's okay.
Yeah.
I don't know. I guess it's just the whole shtick of that group is just kind of tiring.
I think you and I are kind of in the same boat because we're actually comic book nerds. And when Guardians of the Galaxy was successful, it exploded. And it was just like all over the place. And it was like oversaturated a little bit.
Yes.
So I think we suffer from that. Whereas like people who just watch the movies maybe don't.
Correct.
So
that's, I mean, you couldn't go anywhere without seeing a Groot.
Right.
I mean, my gosh.
How many Groot pops did you have?
Oh, we had almost 24 group pops that we were selling at the toy show, and they were all different.
Yeah,
that's the thing. But yeah, it was good.
Okay.
Definitely worth a watch.
Okay.
They actually do some connecting, and you can see that it's not just a holiday special. They're setting up for the third movie. Uh-huh. Kevin Bacon is amazing in it.
Okay.
So yeah, it's definitely worth a watch. It was very good. And then right around the same time, we went into theaters and watched Violent Night.
Now that I want to watch really badly.
And if anyone is unfamiliar with that, it is David Harbour of Stranger Things fame, Jim Hopper. And he is Santa Claus. And he gets mixed in to a robbery, a grand robbery. And he is forced to help this little girl's family. And it is absolutely ridiculously gory and violent, and it was within the first 5 minutes I was laughing from the beginning. It was, but then at the end you have a little heartfelt Christmas magic. But yeah, and then they kind of give a little bit of some history. They rewrite Saint Nick's lore a little bit, just in some flashbacks. So yeah, excellent movie. You turn your brain off. And this easily could have been an 80s action movie.
Nice.
I mean, that's exactly what it reminded me of. Arnold could have been Santa Claus or Sly, and they would have just run roughshod over these bad guys. David Harbour was amazing. So it is an instant Christmas classic. And I can say that because Santa Claus is the main character.
That's right.
So
it meets the criteria.
It meets the criteria.
That's a movie that I saw the trailer for and just couldn't believe that it was real.
Right? It's like, oh, this is just made up, right? Yeah. This is an SNL, you know, like he did for Grouch. Oscar the Grouch. Now, how do you feel about Nightmare Before Christmas?
I like Nightmare Before Christmas. Unfortunately, and I don't mean any disrespect to it or the people who liked this movie, it was a very, very popular movie for whatever reason, even though it was already like 20 years old by the time I was in high school.
Yeah.
It was so popular. Like Hot Topic was just selling all the stuff. And so I kind of was like, I don't really get it that much.
Yeah.
But it's really, I love claymation.
Mm-hmm.
So in that regard alone, I think it's a great movie. Obviously it's got a great soundtrack, and a great story.
Yeah.
But it was just very, very, for whatever reason, it was like the big thing when I was in high school. So,
well, it really started to take off because it wasn't super popular when it first came out. Maybe because they didn't market it well or whatnot. I think is that part of the movies that made us on Netflix?
Oh, I think so.
And so that was, I'm pretty sure I remember watching that. And it's just an interesting story behind it. Because for the longest time, I always thought Tim Burton directed it. And then you find out, no, he was, you know, off, you know, directing other movies and just kind of offering feedback as a producer and stuff. So I like it. I don't love it as much as the people that love it. But you know, hey, that's the great thing about movies and nerddom. You know, there's something different for everybody.
I think what happened was, again, if I may, a Back to the Future moment where you're not ready for this, but your kids are going to love it.
Mm-hmm.
I think that there was a generation of people who liked it, but then there was the prime generation of goths that came around my time in high school. And I guess it wasn't 20 years, but it was pretty close to 20 years. And this generation of goths just like grabbed onto it.
Yeah.
I mean, the same thing happened with Coraline.
Oh, sure.
And maybe to an extent, The Corpse Bride.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was very, very popular, even though it was not new at all.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, it's very, it's iconic in a way because you hear the music and you know it, or you know Jack Skellington, or even Oogie Boogie, or just the way Santa Claus looks is unique.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, it's a pretty good movie. I haven't watched it in a couple of years, though.
Yeah. It's been a minute for us, too, but, I mean, it's an enjoyable watch, but it's not one that, you know, we go to all the time.
It's not essential for me.
Correct. Yeah. It's a nice watch, but it's not something, like, every year I have to watch Christmas Story.
Yeah.
I have to watch Christmas Carol. It's a Wonderful Life.
Yeah.
I have to watch those ones. And this one, you know, if I watch it, great. If not, there's always next year.
Yeah.
It's like I'm a Cubs fan for Christmas or something.
Yeah, I think it is. I don't know if it's a, like I said, I don't think it's essential. You know what? We're having some hot takes today on the Christmas thing.
You just wait.
Uh-oh. Oh, no. Doug's going to drop a bomb. Oh, my gosh. Now, one movie that I would be remiss to not mention is a newer one.
Okay.
Just a couple years ago. Christmas Chronicles.
Yes. Who's in that?
Kurt Russell.
The man. No, that's right. Yes. The Netflix, the Christmas Netflix Chronicles. One. That one was awesome. That was good.
It was pretty hokey.
It was horribly hokey. But
every scene that Kurt Russell was in just was so charismatic.
Yes.
Even the weirdest scene in the movie, which was the Jailhouse Rock scene,
yes,
where they played... what did they... I don't remember what song they played, but they played some rock band and the E Street Band was there.
Yes.
Or no, it wasn't the E Street...
No.
It was... Was it...
Oh, who was it?
It was the... Oh, maybe the guitarist for Bon Jovi. No. I can't remember who was in it, but it was...
It was fun.
It was just a weird, like, backing band was there. And, it was a horribly hokey movie. And they made a sequel, which I haven't seen yet.
It was the E Street Band.
Okay, that's what I thought. Because I thought the guitarist was from the E Street Band. But, they made a sequel.
Mm-hmm.
And Goldie Hawn was in the end of the first one, so I'm assuming she's in the second one more. I don't know.
Yeah, I've not watched the second one either. I totally had forgotten about Christmas Chronicles, but we watched it and liked it. There was, I was going to talk about this in animated, but since I'm a stream of consciousness kind of guy, Claws on Netflix. It was an animated movie.
Yes, I haven't watched it, but...
Oh my gosh, you absolutely need to. I'm pretty sure it's, is it Jack McBrayer, plays the postman, and then, what's his name? The character actor who was Gordon and J. Jonah Jameson, and he was in Whiplash.
J.K. Simmons?
J.K. Simmons. He's the voice's Claws.
Oh.
And absolutely, my gosh, that was so good.
Yeah.
And the whole premise behind that is this guy's a mailman who gets put in this village, and there's just nothing to do. Well, then he talks this guy into delivering toys to some of these kids, and then it just takes off from there.
Oh.
It is absolutely fantastic. If you have not watched it, I can't recommend that one.
I remember seeing the animation for that and thinking it was pretty cool.
Oh yeah, it's great. It's such a fun movie. We all enjoyed that.
Well, I just thought about one that I'd like to get your opinion on.
Okay.
Gremlins.
Not a Christmas movie.
So that's
Sharon brought that up too last night.
So that's like a Die Hard situation for you? It's just Christmas is just happening?
It's a little bit closer because you actually have a gift given, right? You have this Mogwai given. So there's a gift. So more Christmas than Die Hard.
Yeah, I would say it's more Christmas than Die Hard. Especially because there's more like... There's a Christmas party in Die Hard. That's about it.
Yep.
But with Gremlins, it's like, oh, it's actually Christmas time.
Mm-hmm.
And you have the main characters, the female lead who hates Christmas because of her father dying. Spoiler alert. But so I think it's a little bit closer to Christmas.
Yeah.
I don't remember about the second one. I don't remember if the second one's a Christmas movie. But I know. And yeah, the Mogwai is the gift. So
yeah.
The gift of the Mogwai.
Ooh. How about that? So I could see an argument for that a little bit more. But, you know, I could make arguments for Silent Night, Deadly Night, and Black Christmas being Christmas movies. Because Silent Night, Deadly Night, the murderer dresses up as Santa Claus.
Right.
So, but he's delivering presents that no one wants.
Ooh.
Like axes to the chest.
Axes to the chest.
Oh, good God. Well, hey, you mentioned hot takes.
Uh-oh.
I'm going to get this out of the way.
Okay, I know what you're going to say, I think.
We're halfway through, so... You know, if you're ready to turn it off, maybe this will make you do it. Elf is the most overrated Christmas movie out there.
Oh, no. We just lost a dozen and a half subscribers.
I don't mind Elf. If I never see it again ever in my life, I'll be okay.
Yeah.
It's I can hear it in the background, but it's just a I don't and I love Will Ferrell. I love Will Ferrell movies. I don't know what it is about it, but it's like nails on a chalkboard to me.
I think the problem with Elf for me, because I'm the same way where I'm like, like I could take or leave Elf, is that it became so popular so fast. And I don't want to sound like a hipster or anything. You know, it's not that it's like, oh, it was too cool for me. But it when something gets so popular too fast, it's just too much for my...
Just gets shoved in your face.
Yeah, it's too much for my ability to handle things. It's like, okay. It's everywhere.
And this is coming, just so everyone understands. I love Christmas.
Yes.
Because you can ask people who ride in my car. I have Christmas music that will pop up in the middle of summer because it's on my flash drive, and I don't skip it.
True.
I will listen to Garth Brooks belting out It's the Most Wonderful Time of the Year in July, and I will love every minute of it.
Confirmed.
But I don't like Elf.
It's just...
I'm sorry. If you love Elf, that's fine. Everyone else in my family loves Elf.
Yeah.
I just...
I liked Elf a lot as a kid, but then the older I got, the more I was kind of like, okay, like, I think it's just Elf. Okay, this is going to maybe get us in more trouble.
Uh-oh.
Elf is the Deadpool of Christmas movies.
Oh, yes.
Because people who cosplay as Deadpool, for example, it gives them a license to be quite obnoxious.
Yes.
And I think people, and I'm not saying people who like Elf are obnoxious, but the energy of Elf is a little bit.
It is over the top.
It's a little over the top.
Yeah.
And so people are like, it's Santa Claus. And I'm like, okay, it's Santa Claus.
Yep. And hey, no one loves Santa more than me.
Yeah, we'll have to talk about that in a minute.
Yeah. So, all right. Now for the one or two people that are left listening now.
The people we haven't completely alienated.
Oh, boy. Well, that could have gone better. So, I really want to talk. So, I love the live-action movies.
Yeah.
But the animated specials are the ones that...
Those are the timeless ones.
Those are the ones I love the most.
Yeah.
Those are the ones that I have to watch.
Yeah.
You know, I have to watch A Christmas Story, and I always do. But, man, the animated ones, they just... Maybe it's because all of them existed through my whole childhood.
Yeah.
I mean, most of these movies did too, for crying out loud. But I don't know. So here are the ones that I put down that I absolutely always have to watch. The Garfield Christmas special.
Of course, yes.
If you can go and listen to Grandma talking about Grandpa and how he loved Christmas and she misses him and how much she misses him and not... You know, tear up a little bit, then you are just the Christmas.
You're the Grinch.
You can't be saved. Oh my gosh, that movie or that TV show.
It's interesting that you mentioned Garfield, because I was actually talking about this podcast to somebody at work before this, and they were talking about how Halloween, Thanksgiving, and Christmas Garfield specials are, they watch them every year.
Yep.
And I said, they say the perfect trilogy doesn't exist.
There it is.
But they're fools.
Yeah. We probably didn't talk about this, although we haven't talked about a horror episode yet. When I was a kid, that Garfield Halloween special, when he's in that old man's house, when they're in that old man's house and you've got those spirits going around, that scared me. Oh my gosh, because it was Garfield. What's going on here?
Yeah.
So
they took some liberties back
then.
That
one was great. Of course, Charlie Brown. You can't have a Christmas without the Charlie Brown Christmas.
Yeah, when I think of Charlie Brown, when I think of Christmas, I think of the tree from Charlie Brown.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, it's synonymous with the lamp from A Christmas Story, right?
Yeah.
Those are the two symbols.
Well, and this is especially important this year because, as we talked about over lunch, this is Charles Schulz's 100th year.
Yeah.
He was born in 1922, so this year, November, he would have turned 100. So I'm hoping to watch that, but I don't have Apple TV, so... I probably won't be able to see it.
Well, hey, we've got it on Blu-ray, so you can come watch it at our house.
Awesome.
As do we have The Grinch. You have to watch How the Grinch Stole Christmas.
Have you seen the newest Grinch with Benedict Cumberbatch?
I have not.
Okay, it's fine. My niece likes it a lot.
Maybe this makes me a gatekeeper. I don't know. I didn't like the Jim Carrey Grinch either. No. it, don't mess with it.
Yeah.
This Grinch was perfectly fine. I get why they tried to make a full-length movie. I can't remember if it's popular or not. Enough people like it, I think. I just, no.
Well, see, that movie came out when I was like the target audience, so mm-hmm. I was a kid.
Sure.
So to me, I'm like, oh, it's Jim Carrey, and he's the Grinch, and so it was fun. But
yeah,
but you can't beat the original cartoon.
No, the original is just great, and the fact that you've got Boris Karloff narrating is just fantastic. And of course, one of my favorites too is Mickey Christmas Carol. Mm-hmm. You know, we started watching that when I was a kid. It would be on every year on ABC, of course. And now the wife and daughter like the Muppets better.
Yeah.
And look, it's a full-length movie, so you get more of the story. Yeah. I mean, George C. Scott's Christmas Carol gets more in-depth, too. But, boy, there's just, I don't know, the Mickey Christmas Carol, there's just something great about it. You know, the Disney magic.
Right.
Whatever you want to say. And then, of course, you got Rudolph.
Right.
Which one of the guys passed earlier this year from Rankin Bass.
Yeah.
I mean, Rudolph, I don't have them out yet, but I've got, like, the whole set of figures. You know, I've got the Bumble Snowman and Cornelius and Hermie.
Talk about another person I grew up to look like, Cornelius.
Yeah. When are you going to go looking for gold?
I'm looking for gold in all the wrong places.
Yeah. Very nice, urban cowboy. I should buy you a pickaxe.
Yeah.
And then you could just flip it up in the air. Yeah, there we go.
Yeah.
Couple of honorable mentions for animated, of course, Frosty. I mean, Frosty's a classic.
Right.
He just gets edged out by these others. And then the Claws that I had already mentioned.
Yeah.
That's only a couple years old, but man, it was great.
What about, I think the one that I would put on that list is The Year Without a Santa Claus.
Oh, okay.
Because that has the Heat Miser and the Cold Miser.
Yes.
And that was one I always had to watch as a kid.
Yeah. Well, and then there's Santa Claus is Coming to Town.
Yeah.
That one. I mean, we own all of them on DVD.
Yeah.
They're all great.
Yeah, there was something going on in the 60s and 70s where they were like, we're going to make premium Christmas content. And they just stopped.
And then, I mean, where's our Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle Christmas?
Wow. I would pay good money to see that.
Yeah. But, I mean, even Batman the Animated Series did Christmas with the Joker.
Yeah.
That was a great episode.
I'm glad you mentioned that because I forgot to ask you about a live-action movie.
Yeah.
Batman Returns.
Does happen during Christmas,
it's
doesn't it?
It's a very Christmassy movie. I'm going to assume that it's not a Christmas movie to you.
Not a Christmas movie.
I just want an excuse to watch it at Christmas time.
You know what? Here's the thing. I watch Christmas movies throughout the year.
Yeah.
So, you know, you want to watch Batman Returns, watch it, man.
Well, you know, Batman Returns has a special place in my heart because it came out like 6 days before I was released into the world.
Yeah. Oh, there you go.
It was very close to my birthday.
You guys are bonded.
Yeah. We're bonded for life. Me, Michael Keaton, Danny DeVito, Michelle Pfeiffer.
Man.
We're all the same.
There's a group for you. Man, the new Beatles.
Chat.
Yeah.
But, so I was just curious about that one because it's Christmassy and...
It is very Christmassy.
And if you want a hot take, I think I enjoy Batman Returns better than Batman 89.
Oh, wow. Wow.
Yeah?
That is a hot take.
Is it because we were born the same year? I don't know. Maybe.
Is it the cat suit?
Well, we won't get into that.
Okay.
I mean, it's got Billy Dee. It's got Christopher Walken.
Yep.
It's got the Penguin who... Mm-hmm. So I think the problem is, and I'm going on a tangent here, but I think the problem is when there's a Joker in a Batman movie, it becomes more about the Joker.
Yes.
So, and that's inevitable, because look what happened to Dark Knight, you know?
Yep.
And the Joker is one of the very... I can't think of any other villains that have gotten their own movie.
Correct.
So I think it becomes more about the Joker. So I think the first one kind of is like, oh, it's the Joker. I mean, he even got top billing.
Correct.
So it's like the Joker featuring Batman a little bit.
Yeah.
But I think it's also nostalgic for me because, one, it came out in 1992, but also it's a Christmassy type movie.
Okay.
So I think it's just more nostalgic for me.
You know what? Hey, you do you, man.
This is the hot take episode. That's what we got you for Christmas, an easy bake oven. And it's hot.
We're putting them out. Yeah. Get your oven mitts on, kids.
Oh, my gosh.
Jesus.
So I think now would be a good time to talk about your... love of Santa Claus.
My love, yes. So If you've not seen the pictures that we've shared on the social medias, one of the things that I enjoy is finding comics with picture with Santa on the cover. Yeah. I've got one with Jonah Hex. There's one with the Incredible Hulk. There's one by Mike Diodato. That's called Santa Claus, and it's a horror book.
Yeah.
Great book. It was fun to read. There's one with The Flash. Now, that picture wasn't seen, but they've got Uzis, and they're all trying to shoot them. I've got a Brave and the Bold. I mean, I see Santa Claus on the cover, and I buy it.
Yeah.
My buddy Weldy got me a book called Sleigh Bells, and it's Santa jumping in the air. He's got two machine guns, and he's just twirling. The only explanation I have for that, well, beyond that, so let me finish, I guess, my obsession, is if there are toys that aren't typically made to look like Santa, but then they make them look like Santa. So I have a stormtrooper up there that's dressed up like Santa. I tend to like that too.
Yeah.
So that's just, look, my grandma on my dad's side was, so my dad's mom was obsessed with Santa Claus. She had all kinds of different figurines. Let's just blame it on that.
Yeah.
We don't have enough time for more psychoanalysis, but she had all kinds of them. But Santa Claus, look, I mean, Santa Claus is that eternal hope, right?
Yeah.
Where one person can, you know, bring joy to the masses.
Yeah.
And the season, obviously, the meaning of it. So I don't know. And so it's neat when you see him in a setting that he's not usually, right?
Right.
I've got a Hot Wheels comic where Santa is racing down onto these kids, and he's in this Hot Wheels car.
I think the other thing that people have to understand is, and if you don't read comics, then I'll explain this, but everybody has something.
Oh, yes. Comics.
For me, it's ducks.
Yep.
When there's a duck in a comic, I gotta read it.
Yep.
We both have that feeling about gorillas.
Yep.
So there's just stuff that just ticks the boxes, and so there may not be a huge explanation for it. It might just be I was a kid and I read Karl Barks, or I was a kid and I saw Six Gun Gorilla.
Yeah.
So everybody has something in comics.
Yes.
And they are far worse than Santa Claus.
There are. Yes. Yes. There are far worse. So, yeah. That's my thing.
Yeah. I just always thought that was interesting. So someday we'll have to talk about we'll have to maybe psychoanalyze you and see where it all began.
Oh, there. That could be an episode.
Yeah.
If anyone knows any, you know, 5-cent shrinks like Lucy, you know, have her come over.
The doctor's in.
Yeah, we'll do a on air psychoanalysis. That'll be riveting.
Yeah, no hot takes there. Just maybe Freudian slips.
I was going to say.
Yeah, I think the collection of comics with Santa Claus is pretty cool because that's not a common, you know, like we both have gorillas in common. But like I don't know anybody else who's like super into.
There's got to be someone else out there.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, it's, you know, yeah, I've not come across anyone else that has that Santa Claus love
for Santa
Claus on comic books.
Yeah.
So yeah.
Well, and yeah, it's cool to see him.
Well,
depicted.
Heck, you fed into it last year when you gave me that Optimus Prime, the holiday Optimus Prime. And then I bought a holiday Optimus Prime this year that transforms. Have not received it yet.
Mm.
Hey, GameStop, where is it? you know, just love Christmas.
Yeah. Well, I think it's good because I think the older you get, the harder it is to hang on to that Christmas feeling.
Yeah.
Because it just becomes like, oh, I have to get this person
a gift.
I have to, you know, because like we talked about this a little bit. I've been running ragged lately trying to do all my Christmas stuff and all the other things that I have. And I'm trying to hold on to the spirit of Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I wore my special Santa Claus shirt today.
Which we found out glows in the dark.
That was pretty cool. That was like a clue, like on National Treasure or something. We like closed the door. Like the map was illuminated on my chest.
Yeah, there you go. Santa's beard lights up. Oh my gosh.
You know, though, they don't make enough comics with Santa Claus.
No, they don't. There was one.
Yes.
And which I'm glad you That was a great segue. Yeah. Grant Morrison, who, if you've listened to some of our other episodes, you know that we both really like him as an author. Yeah. He wrote a series called Klaus, K-L-A-U-S, just spelled like the Netflix movie. And it's like the history of the man who became Santa Claus.
Yeah.
It very much looks like it's, medieval, dark age type times, small village. He's a big muscular dude, but also is handy at making things. And he's going against the tyrant-like government.
Ooh.
And it's just, there's a little bit of elven magic there. And it was just a really good series. And then they did a few one-shots after the series ended, for about 2 or 3, 4, maybe 4 years even, and those were all very good too. I don't know, it's just he Grant did a very good job of mixing the lore, the Saint Nicholas lore, with some action, and then but you still had that heart to it, the heart of Santa Claus in there. I don't know, it was a very good read. If you like Grant Morrison and have never read it, I think you'd dig it. And or if you just love all things Santa Claus like me, give it a read, because it's definitely worth it. Definitely.
I found a cover that you would like, and I just lost it, but it was Blade fighting Santa Claus, and Santa Claus was a vampire.
Nice.
So, I don't know.
That's going to have to be on my...
That's on your to-find list.
My to-find list. Nothing better than going out in the wild and finding covers like that.
Yeah.
That's why I love going through the dollar bins. Yeah. Cause
you never know what you're going to find in those dollar bins.
Oh,
maybe that's the true meaning of Christmas, is the dollar bins.
Ooh,
the spirit of not knowing what you're going to find, but
absolutely
loving it anyway.
Yeah.
So what do you think is the spirit of Christmas? What's the meaning of Christmas?
Oof. Oh, man. All of a sudden we're going deep. What I love about Christmas, how about we start with that?
Okay.
So to me, just getting together with the family,
right,
and spending that time. Because my grandma just loved having the family together. And we would do the big meal and a gift exchange. And then we would play games all night long. And let me tell you, as a kid watching the adults play the games, there was no greater thrill than when I finally hit that age where I was allowed to play the games with them. I was the oldest grandchild, so I was the first one that got to jump in and play. So the first time that I could play Pictionary and spoons and Quizzard and Scattergories and Taboo, and I mean there were so many, and that was the cool thing about my grandma, is she, they played all kinds of different games. It wasn't just stuck to we're always playing Monopoly or this or that.
Yeah.
So they were always getting new games to play as a group, and so it changes over the years, though, right? Because as a kid, you just love the magic, right?
Right.
Oh, there's Santa Claus and all this stuff under the tree. And then when I got older, it was just kind of, and I was away for college and coming home and visiting. But once you have kids, it just takes on a whole other meaning and feeling. Like the first couple of Christmases when they're little, they don't really get it. They like the boxes and the wrapping paper more. But once the kids got old enough to where they were like really bought in, we used to have the skeleton key, that because we did not have a chimney in our house. And so Maddie would ask, well, how does Santa get in? Well, we've got a skeleton key. And so that's how Santa would get into our house. And so, but just seeing the kids open the presents and really just buy into the magic of Christmas, that was just so cool. And so, so it was, to me, that's the spirit. It's just being together.
Yeah.
It's just for that briefest of moments. Nothing else that's going on in the world matters.
Right.
So I can remember when Maddie really started to take off reading, and my dad was a huge reader.
Yeah.
And when we do our episode on books, we'll get more into that. But after he was diagnosed with cancer, that Christmas, he went out and filled a garbage bag, or a large present bag, not garbage bag, with books. And where he got them, who knows. and just brought them for Maddie to read. There's tons of Nancy Drew in there, just all kinds of different books, because he was just tickled that she loved reading, and she still does. I mean, she reads just like my dad did, so fast and boom, 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 and consumes it. So just the joy on her face, and then to see the joy on his face because she loved it. Right. And I mean, it's just, that's what it's about.
Yeah.
Who cares what the gift is? It's just...
Yeah. Well, I think the other thing is, Christmas is so important as a kid that it colors it for the rest of your life.
Yeah.
It is like, that is a magical moment, and like, that's nostalgia that you can't really get rid of.
Yeah.
For most people, anyway.
Yep.
But, yeah, I think, and it helps because it kind of ends the year on a high note.
Yeah.
Because, like, you know, years are kind of rough sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, pandemic years have been pretty tough. Oof.
Yeah.
But it kind of ends a note on, because, like, my family gets together often. But there is something different about getting together on Christmas.
Yeah.
And now that I have nieces, like you said, it's rejuvenated the Christmas mm-hmm. spirit.
Well, you can see it through the child's eyes.
Yeah.
Yeah. And there's just something, that innocence there, just, it's beautiful.
Yeah. I think the meaning of Christmas is, much like being a nerd, loving what you love, doing what you love, spreading that love.
Yeah.
And in the words of, I believe it was Abraham Lincoln, be excellent to each other and party on, dudes.
Well said.
That's the meaning of Christmas.
That's the meaning of Christmas. Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure, not a Christmas movie.
But it is a gift.
It is a gift. Humanity. It's a gift that keeps on giving.
That's right.
That's right. Yeah. Keanu Reeves
is
the gift.
Yeah, he's timeless.
Yeah.
You know, I didn't expect to get into the meaning of Christmas when we started this, but...
Look at you.
I know. I just felt like we should give some sentiment to the listeners out there.
Yeah.
Because they're listening, and this is a Christmas gift.
And we are thankful for you guys.
Yes.
If you guys have been listening this whole time, we appreciate it. Listening to us two, you know, palookas.
Right.
Just up here talking...
Bad-mouthing Elf.
Yeah, bad-mouthing Elf, and
Die Hard,
and Gremlin. Well, I didn't badmouth Gremlins. It's just you know. So I'm sorry if you love Elf. I'm glad you love Elf.
Yeah, everybody's got to love something.
Everyone's got to love something. Look, you know, you might watch Violent Night and think, "My God, what have they done?" And that's fine. You're allowed to think that.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, it's before we wrap up. Are there any, like, Christmas songs that just, like,
Christmas songs.
Hit it for you?
Jeez. You know what? From the Grinch, Where Are You Christmas? I don't know why, but Faith Hill's Where Are You Christmas? That mm-hmm. one, like, touches my soul.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
That is a good one.
Most Christmas songs, I'm kind of like, okay, this is played too often, but for whatever reason, I never hear that one on the radio.
Yes, that one is not an overplayed one.
Yeah.
Yeah, that one is a great one. At the time of recording this, both the kids, whether they realize it or not, I've borrowed both of their cars over the last 2 days, and the radio got pushed to 93.3.
Oh, yeah.
And if you're from the Central Ohio area, you know that that's the bus, and the day after Thanksgiving, they start playing Christmas music, and so that's what I listened to the last 2 days in their cars. I'm an Andy Williams fiend. I love... It's the Most Wonderful Time of the Year.
Yeah.
That is, like, one of my favorites. Happy Holidays, also sung by him. There's so many good ones. Probably my favorite, like, just Christmas album. Sharon got me Garth Brooks's Christmas album. There's not a bad one on it. I just absolutely love it. But out of left field, if you want something fun, A Very Larry Christmas is not a musical album. It is a comedy album from Larry the Cable Guy.
Oh, okay.
It is fun, not politically correct.
Right.
As one would imagine coming from him. But hilarious nonetheless. But yeah, Garth Brooks. Gosh, I could play that on a loop.
Yeah.
That Christmas CD is great.
Yeah, there are a couple songs by The Darkness that are really good for Christmas.
Mm.
If you're familiar with them, they did I Believe in a Thing Called Love.
Okay.
They're from Britain, so they're not as big around here. They're one of my favorite bands, and they have some pretty good Christmas songs.
Interesting.
Rock.
I'll have to check them out.
Christmas Time is my favorite one.
What's the one instrumental like heavy rocking group.
Oh, Trans-Siberian Orchestra, or is it Mannheim Steamroller?
No, Trans-Siberian Orchestra, yeah.
Yeah, they're great. My dad loves them and Mannheim Steamroller, so
anytime
I hear them, I think about that. So
the orchestra, Trans-Siberian Orchestra, they are pretty awesome. Yeah. I enjoy their stuff.
Yeah, I think Dad went to see them, or he went to see Mannheim Steamroller, one of the two, and it's apparently an amazing show, so which I imagine it would be. So.
Oh, I've seen videos, clips of them. They look amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have never gone, so I wouldn't know. But yeah.
One day.
Well, maybe. Concerts. Look, we went to Weird Al earlier this year.
There's another Christmas song.
Oh my gosh, the night Santa went crazy.
Yeah.
One of my absolute favorite original Weird Al songs. That is great. And then, of course, there's...
Christmas at Ground Zero.
Christmas at Ground Zero, which is fun, too.
Yeah.
Maybe doesn't put you in the holiday spirit, but it's fun.
It's fun.
It's fun. And what else can you ask for?
Not
Speaking
much.
Of which, just so I'll say this on air.
Yeah.
We finally watched the Weird Al.
How was it?
Fantastic.
Okay. It's on my Christmas list to watch.
It is. That was great.
Okay.
Loved it so much. It was, couldn't have been better. If you love UHF,
right,
you'll love that.
Okay, well, I do, as we've talked about.
So. As we've talked about. So, yeah, okay. you will enjoy it very much. Well, what else do you got?
Well, I just want to say Merry Christmas to everybody.
Yeah, hope everyone has a great holiday season.
Yeah, and Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
All holidays.
Hopefully you don't get tired of having us 3 weeks in a row pop up in your podcast feeds.
That's the meaning of Christmas.
That's the meaning of Christmas.
The Nerd Podcast. It's like the three wise men, but they each brought an episode of the Nerd Podcast.
Oh, I like that. Well, there we go.
You're welcome.
As always, you can reach us on Instagram, Facebook, the land of Twitter. It hasn't dissolved yet.
Not yet.
Elon Musk is trying, but it's
another hot take.
It's still there. But hope everyone has a great holiday season, a Merry Christmas, a Happy Hanukkah, a Merry Kwanzaa, and anything else that's out there that people celebrate. A Happy New Year.
Festivus.
A Festivus for the rest of us. You know what? You can do your airing of grievances in our comments.
In the comments section. That's what the internet is for.
That's what it's for. Air your grievances. You've got a lot of problems with us. And that's okay. You can start now.
Yes.
All right, guys. Thank you so much. And have a Merry Christmas. Happy holidays. And as always, stay nerdy.